here about the comparisons with Carson and how he was brought up on his rookie year to yours. Can you see any similarities in those two factors?
Well, he's playing well. You know, it's hard. I mean, he's played two games, but you know, he's not trying to do too much. He's taking what the defense gives him, makes plays with his feet when he needs to, and throws the ball away when he needs to. So I think he's doing some good things.
Ben, you were able to find early success as a guy coming from a lower tier school, so to speak. How were you able to do that, and what would you say would be the formula for doing so?
Well, I was blessed with a great defense, an awesome running game on offense, you know, and so I didn't have to do too much. You know, you kind of manage a game and just don't blow it. So I think I was thrust into a really good situation.
Hey, Ben, you and Carson share the same agency, obviously. Is he someone you got to know at all before the draft or followed or spoke to?
I did. Went to dinner, got to work out together, and I have spoken with him.
Ben, do you, when you watch, a little bit of film, can't help but Wentz being in some of the frames, do you see some of yourself in him?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, he's a guy that you know, when in trouble, uses his legs to get out of trouble, you know, and so I think you see some of that. You see some athleticism coming from him. Obviously, he's a lot younger than I am, but like I said, he's played two games. He's got a long way to go, but he's on the right track.
When you look at chemistry between a quarterback and a receiver, I don't know that it gets better than yourself and Antonio Brown. What was it that went into that, and at what point did you really see that he could be your go-to guy?
Well, all the little stuff that we do every day at practice, whether it's film study in the meetings, whether it's you know, conversations we have on the practice field, whatever it is, we just we have a great chemistry and a great friendship, and it just works.
At 240 pounds, Carson's not afraid to take a hit. That's something the coaches have spoken about. What's the balance for a big quarterback in trying to extend the play and being willing to take a hit, but also avoiding some type of injury risk?
Well, it's hard. You know, now I understand that there's a time and a place to sell your body out, and a time and a place to get down and get out of bounds. As a young guy, though, kind of the same shoes that Carson is now, you don't see that. You know, you just want to do everything you can for the team, and you know that your guys love it when you're selling your body to get a first down or try to get an extra yard. At some point, he'll realize that, you know, it's more important for him to be on the field than be injured and get that extra yard.
When did that click in for you, Ben? Was there any kind of moment that drove that point home?
Probably when I started to get really old.
Ben, how do you evaluate the Eagles' defense when you look at them on tape?
Well, they're really good, I'll tell you that much. You know, obviously one of the best front sevens you're going to face. They get after the quarterback, the run game. They get you behind the chains early. First and second down, you know, they make that second and long, third and long, and then their secondary is good, whether it's sitting in zones, playing man, whatever it may be. Just kind of get you off schedule. And, you know, Coach Schwartz, when he was at Buffalo and Detroit, you know, we watched a little bit of all those films, and that's just his M.O. Let guys get after, have a great defensive line to get after the pass rush, linebackers filling and speed off the edges. So this is going to be a heck of a test for us.
Do you rank Fletcher Cox with the best defensive tackles you face?
Absolutely. He's exceptionally talented.
Hey, Ben, getting back to when you met with Carson and worked out with him, what were your impressions from that? What can you tell us about that? Was there anything that stuck out to you?
Well, just what you guys are seeing now. Heady player, smart, understands the game, physically gifted, both of his legs and his arm, can make all the throws. I was you know, really surprised. I thought I was going to be facing him two times a year in Cleveland.
At dinner that night, what was the advice you gave him?
You know, we talked a lot, but I think the thing that was most important that I try and relay to young quarterbacks is don't try and do too much. You know, let the game kind of come to you. Let the flow of the game, let the team, everything just kind of let it flow to you, and don't try and do too much. And I think he's doing that right now awesomely, if that's even a word, awesomely.
Hey, Ben, the league is filled with big receivers that are really, really successful. Antonio's not a giant by any stretch. What does he do so well that he is so good at what he does?
A little bit of everything. He's got phenomenal hands. He's got great strength. His ability to get open, no matter the coverage, whether guys are kind of holding him, he's got zones to read. And I think his footwork on the sideline, along with his hands, are just the best in the world.
What do you see this your team right now through the first part of the season and where you are, where you want to be?
Well, it's early. You know, we're only two games in. It's a long season. And, you know, we're just trying to get one win this week, and it's our biggest game of the year.
You and Carson have similar, at least beginnings to your careers, with quick ascensions up the depth chart. And what was the process for you like of kind of winning over the team after maybe some early resistance from some of the veterans?
Just play ball. Just, you know, shut up and play. You don't need to do a lot of talking. You've got leaders on your team. Just go out and play ball and let your play do the talking for you.
So much attention is focused on Antonio Brown, but, I mean, you have other guys, Ladarius Green and Eli Rogers, Sammy Coates. How are things coming along with them as far as your chemistry and their success so far?
Good. We get a lot of work in practice. You know, I thought they've done some great things so far in the first 2 weeks. You know, we go into practice on days like today and tomorrow where I'll tell AB, hey, listen, you're probably not going to get many catches today because I'm going to work some of the other guys. You know, and that's the way that AB and I have the chemistry. After I'll throw a ball to someone else, I'll kind of look over at him, and him and I will make eye contact about where the ball might be or something like that. So we try and really emphasize the other guys a lot in practice.
Ben, what have been your impressions of the development of Villanueva as a left tackle?
Well, I thought he's doing a great job. He's very passionate about his job, about keeping me upright. I mean, after this last game, he came up to me before he even took a pad off and said he was sorry about getting me hit on a play. You know, and that's just the way he is. He's very passionate, almost to a fault, and cares so much about protecting me and being perfect that he needs to, you know, I tell him all the time, just keep doing what you're doing. I think you're doing a great job. You're growing and you're going fast, and, you know, he continues to get better every week.
Ben, you once had that displaced rib thing that Zach Ertz is dealing with now in the Eagles. That's a pretty serious injury. What do you remember about it, and how long did it take you to get over it?
Well, I tell you what, you're talking about an injury that I've had a lot of injuries. I'd have to go back into my thick medical record to find out which, you know, what that one felt like. But, you know, anytime you're dealing with the ribs and playing football, it's not easy. You know, any little hit, any little movement. I seem to remember, you know, if it's the right one, you know, for me, twisting, any kind of twisting, which as a quarterback I get through a lot of, but that was just excruciating pain.
And, Ben, you keep emphasizing that it's so early in the season. What comes up in October, November, December that a rookie quarterback can't prepare for until it happens?
Just the longevity, hitting that rookie wall. No matter how much you prepare, no matter how much sleep you get, you prepare your body, you still are coming off a long college season. You're coming off of an off season where there really isn't an off season because you're working and training for the draft right into an NFL season. So the season gets really long really quick for a rookie.
How much of a luxury, Ben, is it when you don't have Le'Veon for a few games that you have D'Angelo Williams step in?
Well, it's been great. We've known we've had in D'Angelo for a couple of years now. A veteran guy, and I've known him for a long time, that, you know, knows his role, knows, you know, he's not just a runner, he's a blocker, he can catch the ball out of the backfield, so it's really nice to have a guy like that, especially him, back there.
Ben, when you were coming into your rookie year, did you know right away that you would be starting, and also, like, did you give Carson any kind of advice regarding that? Because, you know, when the Eagles drafted him, he was supposed to be, like, the third-string guy as far as, like, waiting his turn and all that.
Well, when I came in, no, I didn't know I was going to start. I obviously had to come in once someone got hurt. And I was with Carson before he got drafted, so I wasn't able to share any advice with that. Sorry.